There's so much to listen to and so little time. Please waste your time with us. Solid State Radio. Let the shenanigans begin. It's the Blarney Hour on Solid State Radio.
Listen here, you bunch of fucking idiots. This is Brendan from the Lagan. You're listening to the Blarney Hour on Solid State Radio. I'd buck a drink into you and get her done, boy.
Go!
I've been working up a thirst, got work in the morning. Well, I guess it could be worse. Get home, get clean, back out,
make hay.
Heading into town, I gotta satisfy my taste for beer. So I have a couple on the way, calling up the boys. No one's answering, sure, that's okay. I know where they are, in the pub by the river, rubbing up the bar.
Oh no, it's happening again. The roof starts flying, the fish begin to swing. It's the same,
hey,
try
hey,
to
hey,
for it.
Hey, hey.
I got the evening drinking with the boys from Kingston. Oh no, it's happening. The roof starts to fly and the fish begin to swing. It's the same,
hey,
try to
hey,
get for it.
Hey, hey.
Now three in the drinking with the boys from Kingston.
Well, the boys enforce that knockback the charge, but somebody always takes the fun a little bit too far. But it always seems, no matter where we go, trouble always seems to know where we are. Kingston boys are gonna win the day. Long anybody getting in the way. When the boots start to fly, you know that's when Kingston boys start swinging out again.
Oh no, it's happening again. The boots start to fly and the fists begin to swing. It's the same,
hey,
try to
hey,
for it.
Hey, hey.
I got the ring to drink with the boys from Kingston. Oh no, it's happening again. The boots start to fly and the fists begin to swing. It's the same,
hey,
try to
hey,
for it.
Hey, hey.
I got the ring to drink with the boys from Kingston.
What's happening again? The boots start to fly and the fists begin to swing. It's the same shite, a different night. It's another evening drinking with the boys from Kingston.
Oh no, what's happening again? The boots start to fly and the fists begin to swing. It's the same
hey,
shite,
hey,
a different
hey,
night.
Hey,
another evening drinking with the boys from Kingston. Oh no, what's happening again? The boys from Kingston, will it ever end? It's the same
hey,
shite,
hey,
a different
hey,
night.
Hey,
another evening drinking with the boys from Kingston.
All right, happy Saturday, everybody.
Woo.
Welcome to the Blarney Hour, live Irish music and Irish-inspired music, music inspired from the Emerald Isle. Some
That's
of
right.
these folks are from Canada. Some are going to be from the UK. Some are from right here in the great state of Michigan.
Yep.
I'm Drew Duffney. He's Adam Hairhuck, running the board, clicking and dragging. We're loading everything up. We have got a power-packed show for you guys tonight. How's everybody doing?
We have to give a shout-out to Tilted Axis last Saturday. That was a lot of fun.
Tell me it wasn't. I stopped by there on the way in tonight. I got me a pizza, and we filled the growler, and they were just melting. Everyone was like, oh, my gosh, it was such a good time. Let me buy you a drink. I'm like, oh, wait a minute. I got a show I got to do. We can't get too tilted, as they like to say.
Oh, hey, 23.5 degrees off. I can't remember what their saying is.
I know it. Yeah, we thought that was the temperature of the beer.
I was like, yeah, I'm on board with that.
Yeah. Anyway, give us a call with your request. Sorry about that little Tilted Access grumble right there coming out of my growler. 810-433-2006. My gosh, I can't even speak the beer so good.
810-433-2006. That's right. We have a new phone number. Want to be the first person to call? Just give us a call. Oh, never mind. Never mind. We already got our first caller.
Oh, here we go.
Hang on a second.
Oh, gosh.
Hello, Solid State Radio.
Well, hello, boys. How are you? Haven't talked to you in a while.
Good. You're calling us on the brand new hotline, the South Sea Radio hotline.
Look at you. You guys are getting fancy and stuff over there.
Look at us go.
Well, the harder we work, the luckier we get, Father.
See, this makes you champions.
Yes. My goodness, it's been a day. We got this heat out west, and we got the floods out east. Here in Michigan, we're actually doing quite well. How are you?
You know what? I'm doing pretty good. I've kind of had some lovely weather out here.
I know. For July, when you can go outside in long pants and there's not a lot of mosquitoes and you just take in the breeze, it's kind of nice, isn't it?
That it is, and I can live with that.
How's your garden?
You know, my garden is it's beautiful. It's growing so nice. You know, it's got birds around it, though, and I don't know. They're dropping stuff on my statues and that around the garden.
Well, you know, the birds are dropping stuff on the statues?
Excrement.
Poop. Oh, poop.
Bird duty.
Oh, so you got some pagan pigeons, do you?
I know it, and it seems like they're aiming for the Blessed Mother.
The devil sent the pigeons and their dive bombing in the Blessed Mother.
They are. I don't know why.
Is it just the pigeons, Father?
Well, I don't know. It could be other birds, I guess. I don't know. And I got bees all over. For heaven's sakes.
Oh, the blasphemous bees. The bees are attacking the parishioners, are they?
Well, a little bit. They're flying around their heads as they're coming into church. I've got people at the door, though. You know, zappers. Get rid of them.
I love the sound effects, Father. Those are God's bees, you know. We can't be killing them all off. They got to produce the honey.
Well, we got to keep our parishioners without being stung, you know. I don't want to have to save someone's life right here in the church.
Yeah. I was at
because when there's an EpiPen, I'm sure there's like a whole kneel and stand kind of thing with it. There's like a ball of incense. You got to go around the EpiPen. It's a big to-do.
What in heaven's name are you talking about?
Everything in Catholicism is a ritual.
It's time for epinephrine.
Boys, you're making fun of my religion here. I don't know.
Father John, it's just been so long since we've talked to you.
I know. I've kind of missed you boys, believe it or not. It'd be nice if you showed up on a Sunday, too. I could see you then, but, you know.
But there's whiskey on a Sunday.
Yeah. What? You're in the devil's juice?
No, not exactly, Father. To be practical, I would say the devil's juice is in us.
Oh, heaven's sake. You don't know what I meant. Why you gotta be that way? What is wrong with your head, boy?
Well, according to my last psych evaluation, they said a lot.
Duh, I can bet on that one.
You know...
Go ahead.
You were talking about all the animals that were misbehaving at the church, and we're going to do what we can to try to get rid of them. I'll work on it. I was out to my brother's house, and I had a problem with a woodchuck at my house. It was digging next to my foundation, and, well, of course, I had to extinguish it. And when I did, it just kind of spun around in a circle and worked its way right back into the hole and just laid there right in the hole. And my brother said, well... That's the best thing that could have happened. He says, because whenever you distinguish a woodchuck and there's left a hole, that's just a vacancy for a skunk. He says, but if the woodchuck dies in its own hole, then, well, a skunk's not going to be able to get in there. He says, so you did it right. He says, but you need to use these kind of pellets. They're a little more deadly because what I used, it was much louder. And the neighbors heard it, and I live in the city, and it was kind of uncomfortable for me. I just went to bed, and if anybody was knocking on my door, I wasn't going to answer.
I don't know if I would have answered to. I just think that's crazy. What kind of what are you shooting out there?
Well, I was shooting a .22 caliber rifle.
Oh, you know them bullets, they travel a long way.
Well, not this one. It went right through his head, into his gullet, and into the ground.
Well, then I guess we're safe.
Yeah. Well, except for the woodchuck. He wasn't safe from anything.
Well, if another woodchuck comes along, he might look at the dead one and say, "Whoa, heaven forbid, this guy's crazy. I'm leaving."
that's what I'm thinking. Well, I was at my brother's, and he says, "You ought to try these pellets. They're quieter." And he had this sadistic squirrel, and he says, "I don't normally shoot the squirrels. I just shoot the predator animals like the blackbirds and the cowbirds." He says, "Because they pick on the cardinals and the starlings and the orioles." He says, "So, you know, but the squirrels, normally I leave them alone." He says, "But this one, an honest Father John, its tail was like the hair was all disheveled. It looked like a prostitute squirrel." We called it the crack squirrel. And he said, "Well, I don't know if it's on crack or not." Honest to God, Father John, I felt like I had to say that. I felt like I had to go to communion or confession after this. Communion, yeah, because I was hungry. It's the first squirrel I ever shot, and I didn't have the desire to eat it.
Well, I
shot it, and it just started going around in a circle like a frisbee.
Well, listen, a squirrel, all a squirrel is a rat with a fuzzy tail.
Well, and he says, "Well, you must not have got a good shot on it." He gave me a hard time. He says, "Go shoot it again." Well, I shot it again. Well, then we sat down, and we began to have dinner and whatever else. And I said, "Joe, you wouldn't believe it." I said, "That squirrel is 9 yards. It was 27 feet away from the barbecue grill where I shot it." He says, "You're kidding me." He says, you and your blind eye," he says, "you can't see to shoot nothing." And he walked out there, walked right next to it, and was just going to, you know, leave it and rest in peace. And pulled the trigger and walked back in the house. And Father John, if you wouldn't believe, that animal was still there spinning around, kicking both feet square ahead. I swear it was on crack. I've never seen an animal take 3 pellets to the body and continue to live.
Why don't you shoot it in the head?
He did.
Oh, heaven forbid.
Yeah, I think it was a crack running through its veins. Either that or it was a devil. It was a sadistic squirrel. It was Satan's squirrel.
I think it was. Has to be, for heaven's sake, to do all that.
Oh, my.
Yeah, well, anyway. So I left. It was still kicking, but we figure it's probably going to expire here pretty soon.
Yeah, it'll be the food for some birds.
Yeah, the buzzards will come by and scoop it up. It's just easy dinner.
For sure.
Yeah. You know, we didn't take one of God's animals. All we did was prepare dinner for another one of them.
There you go. See? You know, the one that died there, the hole by your house, you could have just covered him with dirt.
Well, I was going to do that until I walked out there, and he was looking right at me, and I thought, well, that's uncomfortable, so I took a picture. I'm going to see if I can sell it.
I don't even know. Sometimes that brain, oh, see, that's why I say something's wrong in your head.
Yeah. Well, when I walked out there, because that was my plan, I thought, well, I'm going to throw some dirt on it and put a rock over it so nothing else can dig there. And then, lo and behold, it was looking right at me, and I thought, well, that's kind of uncomfortable. And I sent a picture to my brother, and he said, that has never happened to me before. He said, if I distinguish a woodchuck, usually it runs off to the neighbor's house, or it runs in a circle and falls over right there. He said, I've never had one lay down in its hole like it's just its final destination.
Dude, that is kind of weird.
Yeah.
You know, I caught them critters one time, and I had one of them live traps.
Yeah?
And like one of them critters one time. They are some scary looking fellas.
Yeah, they are.
Holy commotion. They had to throw them in the back of someone's truck and take it down the road away or so.
Well, you put them in that life trap. The best thing to do is drop that life trap right in the water. Just hang on to the rope.
Oh, my word.
Well, they can't live underwater for very long.
Well, I can't imagine they could. Could you?
No, you just drop them till the bubbles stop popping.
Yep.
It's kind of like making popcorn, except for you don't eat it when it's done.
Oh, for heaven's sake. Maybe I don't miss you so much anymore.
Well, anyway, Father, we should probably let you get going. Everything else is well, though, Sister Mary, as well, other than the pigeon poop on the statue?
Yo, she sends the young sister Ann out there to clean that stuff every day.
Well, we'll do what we can to get rid of the pagan pigeons and the blasphemous bumblebees. And
bumblebees or something, they scare me.
Yeah, well, we'll get them taken care of for you, and then we'll keep your garden growing. We got the big summer festival coming up here in a couple of weeks, and before you know it, we'll be back to normal.
Wait, I'm confused. What, regular people normal or your normal?
Well, us normal, that'll mean your blood pressure's just regulated.
Okay, then, that's good. That'll be okay. You might want to work your normal into a little bit better, you know, perspective.
Yeah, we'll dial things down a little bit, but it's almost brownie season. We'll get you a batch of brownies, and everything's going to be right as rain.
Well, good. I'm ready. I want some of them doggone brownies. I don't know why, but those things, and it's weird, because as you eat them, you get hungrier.
Yeah, you think you'd get full, but not in that case.
Not with those. Them things are crazy. Whoever makes them is there. I would like to give them a pat on the back.
When I was just a boy, I knew this little girl, a pretty little thing named Josephine. A tiny little lust in her tiny little world. I was willing, she was pretty lonely. We first made love in the summer. Her daddy found out that fall. With his fist upon the lips that I just kissed, and shipped her off down to the Boston States. Oh, he shipped her off down to the Boston States. When I turned 17, I joined the King's Marine and took my place among the world of men. 2 years since I seen my pretty Josephine, I wondered if I'd see her face again. Then the news came of rebellion. Boston States. We marched to Concord Town to unleash hell and fury, to teach the rebel scum the art of war. They beat us back, they shot me down, they dragged my ass on into town with a dead man. We'll be right back.
could see our boy now, you'd be so proud, you'd be happy. I did my best to raise him on my own, in your memory. He asks about you from time to time. I'd never know what to say. So on this lonesome night, I told him that you died, a hero down in the Boston States. Oh, Dad, a hero down in the Boston States. Dream in color, and I wished away the days, waiting on the slightest chance that I would get to play. A gilded harp, a silver horn with a bunny tune to sing, a place inside a golden hall to prance around the king. When I was young, I wished to be up to my neck in a fantasy. Why did I sign on that bloody dotted line? Let the devils hold it over me. Is it a crime to live and you cannot afford the means? Is it a crime to walk the earth like ravenous machines? Is there a way to bridge a gap across a great divide? Is it a secret thrill to know the gods are on your side? When I was young, I wished to be a landed man with a back 40. Why did I sign on that bloody dotted line? Let the devils hold the door for me. My wits, the stink still fills my pores from the night they kicked down the door, down the door, down the door. The blood still stains my lips, the grief still chafes my soul. My pride was raked through the coals, through the coals, through the coals. The yonder prison walls, they own my flesh and bones, but my thoughts are mine alone, mine alone, mine alone.
The Blarney Hour. We drink because it's not good to keep things bottled up.
You're 2 days nearer death, but you go. Well, I process man am I, and I'm telling you no lie. I work and breathe among the fumes that trail across the sky. There's thunder all around me, and there's poison in the air. There's a lousy smell that smacks of hell and dust all in the air. And it's go, boys, go. Well, time your every breath, and every day you're in this place, you're 2 days nearer death. But you go. Well, I've worked among the spinners, and I breathe the oily smoke. I've shoveled up the gypsum, and it nigh on made you choke. I've stood knee deep in cyanide, got sick with a caustic burn. Been working a rough fight scene enough to make your stomach turn. And it's go, boys, go. Well, time your every breath, and every day you're in this place, you're 2 days nearer death. But you go. There's overtime and bonus opportunities galore. The young men like their money, and they all come back for more. But soon you're knocking on, and you look older than you should. For every bob made on the job, you pay with flesh and blood. And it's go, boys, go. Well, time your every breath, and every day you're in this place, you're 2 days nearer death. But you go. Well, I process man am I, and I'm telling you no lie. I work and breathe among the fumes that trail across the sky. There's thunder all around me, and there's poison in the air. There's a lousy smell that smacks of hell and dust all in me hair. And it's go, boys, go. They'll time your every breath, and every day you're in this place, you're 2 days nearer death. And it's go, boys, go. They'll time your every breath, and every day you're in this place, you're 2 days nearer death. But you go.
Oh, welcome back to the Blarney Hour. I'm Drew Duffney. He's Adam Hairhook. Happy Saturday, everybody.
That song snuck up on us. We're talking.
Yes, and it sounds like kind of a drag-out song, but that's real. Anybody who's listening, I mean, you guys all put in an honest week's work. Anyone listening to the Blarney Hour or anyone listening to Solid State Sessions or Solid State Radio in general, I don't know that we have any people who just sit down and collect government money.
Nope.
You know, and if they do, it's unfortunate because maybe they can't go to work. But I can tell you the ones that do, that have to physically go to work, that song says it all.
Yep.
You know, they count your every breath. I mean, that was Chemical Workers song right there. And, you know, when you punch in, it's just go, boy, go. They just expect more and more out of you everywhere you go.
But, yep.
I just signed up for the Collective Bargaining Committee. I know there's a lot of unions out there that listen to us. The Longest Johns just did a big thing on the unions, and a lot going on out there. But anyway, so what else is going on, Adam? You just started back to work on Friday.
I had 5 weeks off because of that broken foot that I wouldn't shut up about. Then I went back to work, worked one day, and at the end, I had my normal 2 days off, which are Saturday and Sunday. And I walked around, I was like, man, I didn't think that week would ever end.
That's right. Yeah.
Everybody's like, F you.
Yeah. 8 hours. And you're like, woo.
I'm glad to be out of here, huh? High five, guys. TGIF, right? And then I was supposed to have, I had a scheduled vacation the last week in July into February. It would have been the 31st.
July into February. That's one hell of a vacation, bro.
Yeah. July into August, 31st through the 4th. I'm like, that'd be kind of a real dick move to take that week, so I canceled that. So,
yeah, nah, save it for what's that? The Back to the Bricks there
in September?
No,
Back to the Bricks. That's in
third
August.
Week in August. Yeah,
I take that off for Lapeer Days anyway. So,
oh, well, yeah, nobody goes to Lapeer Days.
Well, I mean, there's Back to the Bricks during the week, right?
Yeah,
and then yeah,
Wednesday,
the weekend we are broadcasting outside the Lyric Mall in downtown Lapeer. Yes, we are. For Lapeer Days, so make sure that you
bring my umbrella.
You might want to bring your umbrella. Yeah, I noticed how we went with a burn ban. It was like a dry spell. Everybody was praying for rain. Well, you can stop praying now. They were supposed to have Porch Fest this week, today, and that didn't happen.
We got puddles floating on top of the puddles.
Yes.
The Great Lakes are at their peak level. Yeah, like, you know, instead of a sandy beach and a gradual drop off,
it's just like,
yeah, no, you like walk till there's water and you drop 4 feet. You're like, punch.
Yeah, you got a local Starbucks with a beachfront property now.
Yeah, you go to the Cheeseburger Festival up there in Caseville, and people just want to dip their toes in the water, and they got their cheeseburger in one hand and their margarita in the other because it's Jimmy Buffett style party.
Yeah,
and
yeah,
they take a step in, and all of a sudden they're up to their cooch. Well, what do we got coming up, Adam?
Ordinary man.
Yeah, because it's an ordinary day for us.
Ordinary day, ordinary man.
Ordinary. Well, we got both of them coming up. It's just an ordinary show.
There you go.
Right here.
On the Blarney Hour.
Solid State Radio.
I'm an ordinary man, nothing special, nothing grand. I've had to work for everything I own. I never asked for a lot, I was happy with what I got. Enough to keep my family and my home. They say the times are hard, and they've handed me my cards. They say there's not the work to go around. But when the whistle blows, the gates will finally close. Tonight they're going to shut this factory down. Then they'll tear it down. I've never missed a day, and I went on strike for better pay. For 20 years I served them best I could. With a handshake and a check, it seems easy to forget loyalty through the bad times and the good. And the owner says he's sad to see that things have got so bad, but the captains of industry won't let him lose. He still smokes his cigar, he drives a brand new car, and still he takes his family on a cruise. He
never lose. It seems to me such a cruel irony. He's richer now than ever he was before. Now my check is spent and I can't afford the rent. One law for the rich, one for the poor. Every day I've tried to salvage some of my pride, to find some work so I might pay my way. But everywhere I go, the answer's always no. No work for anyone here today. No work today. No work today. And so condemned I stand, just an ordinary man, like thousands beside me in the queue. I see my darling wife trying to make the best of life, and God knows what the kids are going to do. Now we are faced with this human waste, a generation cast aside. For as long as I live, I never will forgive. You've stripped me of my dignity and pride. You've stripped me bare. You've stripped me bare. No work today. No work today.
It's the Blarney Hour on Solid State Radio. Now shut up and finish your whiskey.
All the water surround me. Oh, you know, sometimes I lose. I've been battered, but I never bruise. It's not so bad. And I say,
hey, 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 it's just an ordinary day, and it's all your state of mind. At the end of the day, you just got to say it's all right.
On the corner, what keeps her from dying? Let them say what they want, she won't stop trying. Oh, you know, she might stumble if they push her out, she might fall, but she'll never lie down. It's not so bad. And I say,
wait, hey, hey, it's just an ordinary day, and it's all your state of mind. At the end of the day, you just got to say it's alright.
It's alright, it's alright, it's alright. Life, there's always some sorrow, and it's a double-edged knife, but there's always tomorrow. You know, it's up to you now if you sink or swim. Just keep the faith that your ship will come in. It's not so bad. And I say,
wait, it's just an ordinary day, and it's all your state of mind. At the end of the day, you just got to say, I say, wait, it's just an ordinary day, and it's all your state of mind. At the end of the day, you just got to say, it's all right.
'Cause it's all right, it's all right. 'Cause I've got a smile on my face, and I've got four walls.
Oh my gosh, welcome back everybody. I make it sound like an effort, but this really is a pleasure to do the Blarney Hour on Solid State Radio every Saturday night. And if you want to know more about Solid State Radio, check out our website, solidstateradio.net. You can check out our store. You can buy a Solid State ashtray, Solid State yoga pants, Solid State socks. I'd say Solid State panties, but if you're wearing panties that you can fit the word Solid State on it, we don't want you as a listener anyway.
My God.
I'm just being real. Like, I just, you know, it sounds horrible, but I just want the SS on there. Like, I just, like a thread. That's, you know, I mean, panties look best on the floor. Really?
Yeah,
they do.
Exactly.
Anyway, he's Adam Hairhuck. I'm Drew Duffney. Man, we had a hell of a show tonight.
Yes.
Don't go anywhere. We got two songs coming up from a local Irish band with that Detroit stink on there that is going to be Stone Clover. It's a twofer for them, and they are somebody who gets played on Solid State Sessions, which is coming up after my show, and that is 3 hours of nothing but Michigan made music. And you can catch Stone Clover live at a free show,
free,
right in the big open park downtown Royal Oak, Michigan, right next to the Henry Ford Med Center there, on Thursday, July 27th at 7 p.m. It's going to be a good time, and unfortunately, the rest of the production team is not going to be able to be there. However, yeah, I will find myself in Royal Oak. I'm not quite sure how I'm going to get home. I might be spending the night at Paulie's house.
Whether he knows it or not.
Right. So here is going to be Stone Clover right here on the Blarney Hour, and stick around for Sessions. Good night, everybody.
The story of the band, la 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 la, how we came to sing and drink across the land, la 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 la. Well, it started out as fun in the back of an old pub. Well, then we found the whiskey and the meaning of true love. We don't get drunk, we get awesome, and everybody's sister will agree. We don't get drunk, we get awesome, so order up around for you and me. is bright, la 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 la. And a warm embrace of whiskey shines the light, la 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 la. But we also like the rum, and tequila makes us dumb. But when it comes to drinking, well, the band has all the fun. We don't get drunk, we get awesome. And every other mother will agree. We don't get drunk, we get awesome. So order up a round for you and me. One, two, three, four. I declare a drinking war. Five, six, seven, eight. Beer and whiskey, ain't it great? 9, 10, 11, 12. No more sober, can't you tell? 13, 14, 15, 16. I just wanted one more whiskey. We don't get drunk, we get awesome. And every maternal fornicator will agree. We don't get drunk, we get awesome. So order up around for you and me.
One more beer and it's on to the next.